Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A pulmonary doctor hopes describing the severe difficulties patients face when they're put on ventilators will encourage more people to take precautions to limit the spread of COVID-19.
Dr. Neil Friedman heads pulmonary critical care at North Shore University Health System. He says being on a ventilator means having a tube inserted in your throat, other tubes inserted in your body to administer the necessary medications, and having all this happen for a prolonged period.
People with COVID, it's not uncommon for them to be on the ventilator for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or more, depending on how sick they are. And we've had some patients who have been on ventilators for more than 7 weeks.
Several survivors of serious cases of COVID-19 have posted their ventilator experiences on social media in hopes their stories will help more people understand the seriousness of the virus and take steps to protect themselves and others from it. Jim Gotis, News Radio 105.9.